One of the more quirky comedies at this year's Sundance Film Festival was a biopic about a hip-hop group. An Irish language hip-hop group called Kneecap. Critic Bob Modello says the film Kneecap is profane, political, and very funny.
Let's begin where the film does.
Do you know what? Every story about Belfast starts like this.
That's Liam speaking as the screen fills with car bombs exploding.
But not this one. This is the start. When my best mate, Nisha, when he was a wee bobby.
We're in the woods watching Liam's future bandmate, Nisha, being baptized at a secret mass.
It was a tribute to the Irish Catholics who, just a few generations ago, gave the middle finger to British rule by sneaking here to practice their own religion and speak their own language.
And it was interrupted by a police helicopter. Dad, a high-ranking member of the Irish Republican Army, played by Michael Fassbender, will spend much of the film presumed dead by the authorities, and even by his wife, but at first we see him as a devoted, ever-political dad.
A wee operation for you. I want you to sit down tonight and watch an American Western on the telly. But here's the thing. I want you to watch it from the Indian's point of view. And remember,
he continues in Gaelic.
Gach fuckle Gaelic alorature.
Every word of Irish spoken is a bullet fired for Irish freedom. Liam and Nisha grow up properly rebellious, hellraisers and drug dealers forever in trouble with the police, and always claiming not to understand English. That's how Liam meets JJ, a high school music teacher and Irish language activist, acting as a jailhouse translator. JJ's startled to recognize when the interrogator hands him Liam's notebook.
What's this mean?
What looks suspiciously like Irish rap lyrics.
I got up this morning, at the end of the day, before I leave the bed, spliff in a cup of tea.
JJ pockets the notebook and at home puts beats to the words. Then he drags the lads to his studio, apologizing that it's no Abbey Road.
He ain't Abbey Road, eh? Abbey what?
They also have no idea what a CD is, but they like his beats, and being drug dealers can easily fuel all-night session work. Their evening proves substantially more productive than JJ's music classes at school. And soon they're plotting how to perform on stage. JJ doesn't want to get fired, so as DJ Provi, he goes incognito behind a green, white, and orange ski mask, the colors of the Irish flag. And it turns out there are a lot of Irish-speaking hip-hop fans. Now, the presence of well-known actor Michael Fassbender in Kneecap is a clever bit of misdirection by filmmaker Richard Pepiat. It suggests a polished biopic ensemble, yes? But Kneecap, though their story is fictionalized here, is a real band, and Liam, Nisha, and JJ are it, all playing themselves entirely professionally through sex scenes, police beatings, and drug-fueled jam sessions. Imagine a cross between The Beatles' A Hard Day's Night and an Irish train spotting with a bit of politics thrown in.
They called our generation the ceasefire babies. Maybe they were right. Maybe we were only ever going to be the moment after the moment.
The film is pointed, raunchy, and often a riot, a glorious ride, steeped in the anger of a people who had to fight to keep their own language. The guys in Kneecap channel the fury of the troubled Ireland they inherited while unleashing the softer power of their own pop culture revolution. Change without casualties. Every lyric of Irish sung, a bullet fired for Irish freedom. I'm Bob Mandela.